We're coming back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here today with Marvin Wade, superintendent of USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And we're also talking to Katrina Lewison, one of the school board members. Meeting is tonight at 6:30, and they have a nice platform. You can view that on the YouTube channel now. I think that works a little bit better than the Facebook streaming that they had earlier. I think the YouTube channel works really great. We've got some announcements that we want to pass along here this morning. Where should we start? Should we start with the Michelle Jones announcements, or should we start with the donations?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll read those off.
Okay.
So this is a reminder that Monday, October 12th is a no school day for all 383 students. Our teachers are actually going to be coming in that day to participate in professional learning. So the teachers become students on that day. So that's Monday, October 12th, no school. So because of that, our hybrid schedule will change just a little bit next week. So the week of October 12th, there is no school on Monday. Group A will attend on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Group B will attend on Thursday and Friday. Then the following week, the week of October 19th, Group A attends on Monday, Tuesday. Group B attends on Wednesday, Thursday, and then there is no school for everyone, for all students, on Friday, October 23rd, because that is the end of the first quarter, so it's a teacher workday. The week after that, the week of October 26th, the middle and the high school will remain on the normal schedule, and then the elementary school schedule is a little bit different. Group A is Monday, Group B on Tuesday, and then we are remote on Wednesday. And then there is no school for elementary only on Thursday and Friday due to parent-teacher conferences. The remote school schedule for the next few weeks, I think we've covered everything there then on those next 3 weeks.
Okay. And if people want to follow along that calendar, is that on the website somewhere?
Yep, you can check all of the resources on the 383 homepage there. I'd also point out that additional resources are also available on 383 webpage. You just click on the web banner to access any of the COVID information. There's also help for families on Canvas, which is the technology that the students are using. They can click on technology help, resources, at-home learning extensions. There's FAQs there and more information. So just go to the 383 website.
Okay, perfect. Superintendent Wade, do you have information on donations?
Yeah, always glad to have this opportunity to thank people for their generosity to the school district. It really does make a difference. And this month we've had $52,870 worth of donations. So that's a significant contribution to the district. And where those donations came from and went to, there was a $25,000 cash grant from Daniel Keating Foundation to Manhattan High School to complete construction of the Compassion Courtyard and support programs that align with district goals of having a responsive culture and supporting social and emotional wellness. That's been a project that's been underway probably about a year and a half now, and something the students really advocated for. So it's nice to see that additional funding come in so that project can be done. We've got $4,025 cash donation from Douglas County Citizens Committee on Alcoholism to Manhattan High School for Students Against Destructive Decisions Club.
Okay, very good. Nice to have you there, Marvin. Did he drop off? Katrina, are you still there? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Okay, I hear Katrina. Marvin, are you still there? I might have dropped off here off the Zoom call. The donations and grants obviously are a very important aspect here to the district. I see Marvin's still on the Zoom call. So if you're there, Marvin, you can come back on here with us. But, you know, obviously 6:30 is when the school board meets tonight. There's a lot of other items. There will be construction items, an update. And I've been driving by, Katrina, some of these construction projects, and it's quite fascinating to see how quickly they're coming along.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And we've been able to get a great detailed report every board meeting. And I've been delighted to drive past them myself and then to see the pictures and the reports coming out of the board meetings, because, you know, you just you plan for it, and then to see it in action and to think about the possibilities of how this is going to positively impact our students and our community. These are all wonderful things.
And I know there's going to be some discussion here tonight about the GMPs, guaranteed maximum price on some projects like the high school project. I know Marvin's going to share some information. Do you have any on that, Katrina?
No, I think that we'll just follow along with the board meeting. And if Marvin hops back on, Dr. Wade hops back on, he can explain that from his perspective.
Okay. I see he's trying to connect here, but we're having a little issue, I think, getting back on the call. We may have to just end it there, but we encourage people to tune in to the school board meeting tonight, 6:30. There's a lot of decisions being made here, and it's important that if you want to be aware of what's going on in our local school district, that you tune in tonight, 6:30 p.m. on the YouTube channel. Are you guys open to, can people attend your meetings in person?
People can attend. Of course, there is social distancing in there, so there's limited seating. But of course, folks can come. They can make public comments just as normal. And of course, throughout this very strange time in our school district's history, we do encourage our community to continue to give us feedback and participate in this process. I think that that's the best way for us to understand what's going on. And I have sincerely appreciate everyone who's reached out to me because it helps me to understand individual families' perspectives.
All right. Well, Katrina, thank you so much. And thanks to Dr. Wade. Hopefully, he gets his technology thing working there. But it was a pleasure to talk to both of you this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Stay tuned. We'll talk with members of the Manhattan Fire Department up next on KMAN.